1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Gwen Bernheide, Barb Lowry, administrators of the Friendship Center near downtown Emporia.
Gwen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good today. Well. Barb, hello.
Hey, hello there.
How's it going for you today, Barb?
Well, pretty good. I'm here a little early, so.
Good deal. Well, Gwen reached out to us here just a few days ago saying that there was some new things happening here at the Friendship Center. So, Gwen, I will let you unveil what's going to be or what is already starting to hit the schedule here and hit things with Friendship Center here locally.
Okay, so the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging is going to launch a program called Senior to Senior Connect. It reaches out to seniors via, we've got RSVP and AmeriCorps volunteers, and these volunteers, some of them will be getting a list of the homebound and the shut-ins in our community to make phone calls to check on them periodically. Next Thursday at from 10 to noon, we're going to have a training here at the Friendship Center. We're located at 221 West Logan Avenue, and we'd love to have anybody that's interested in this type of project to come and see what it's all about.
Okay.
And then we'll work up some lists and get them dispersed to those that are interested in joining this group.
So is it just limited training? What's going to be happening there, Gwen?
They're going to, Sherry Keck from Manhattan is our senior, our RSVP representative, and she'll be down here doing the training. It's going to entail, like, different things to ask their people that they're calling, different ways to check on them through the phone conversation, and it's just an outreach that way for those that don't normally have people checking on them.
Understood. How did this come to be? Let me ask you that.
We're kind of representatives for this, and like she said, Sherry from Manhattan will be the main person and the person doing the training. But it started during COVID, so back in July of 2020, and it's really now just kind of getting its wheels and getting going more. But, you know, back when we didn't have nearly as much contact with people, like personally and out in the public and things like that. So by phone, if I understand correctly, this is the training is in person, but then the calls will be made by phone. And like Gwen said, just checking in on older disabled individuals who are, you know, shut in, maybe, as we've said with the meal program, a lot of times it's the only person they see all day or have contact with is the person bringing them the meal. So this is kind of along those lines. These are not all meal people. These are other people as well. And so, you know, they just look forward to a call a day. And again, depending on whether they answer, how many times we try, and they, you know, if they don't answer, then we can do a welfare check on them and go from there.
Well, you mentioned some of these are meal people, not all of them are. So how did you come up with the list? How do you find these folks?
A majority of the list are through our customers. I have created a spreadsheet of our customers and their phone numbers. if they're not customers, anybody in the community that thinks they know somebody that could benefit from this, certainly call the Friendship Center and we can get them put on the list.
We'll be doing more outreach in that area after we start the training and like I said, get Sherry here so that she can let us know more what's going on. But yeah, like Gwen said, there's no certain kind of person, you know, that needs to be on the list or not. Just if you have a neighbor or a friend that you check on, but you would like somebody to be able to check on every day and chat with, then we would certainly take their number.
Okay. Last question I have really about this is how this dovetails with the other services at the Friendship Center already. You guys have already mentioned the Friendship Meals Program and kind of the corollary there, but how does this dovetail into what already is in place at the Friendship Center to help seniors?
It's through our RSVP and AmeriCorps program, which not only covers our meal program and the customers that we serve, but there are several opportunities for outreach into the community to volunteer through these groups, through AmeriCorps and RSVP. Also, it does help with our getting the word out for our meal program, which I alluded to last time we spoke, that we are trying to get started in-house meals, that people come in and have their meals here in the facility.
We are just a three-ring circus down here, guys. We really do. I understand that it's very confusing. It's even, when you first start here, it's a bit confusing, too, because we do have all kinds of things going on here in the same building, but under different umbrellas. So it is a lot to kind of get used to and learn. We all work together, and we have a good time, but most of us are doing something for a different, it's all under the North Central Foothills Area Agency on Aging, but a different, like I said, umbrella. So we do have the meals, we have the RSVP, we have our senior case managers that go out and do the assessments, we have the junior case managers like what I do, and we just sit and enter everything on the computer that the senior case managers bring us. And then you add in that there are three,
And we also have a SHIC program.
Yeah, the Medicare program.
Yep, that helps people find different services that they need.
And then you add in that the North Central Foothills Area Agency on Aging is based in Manhattan. It also has office here and in Salina. And then, then different representatives from that same agency, but not North Central, all over the state.
All right, that's a lot to digest right there.
Yeah, when you figure it out, you give us a call, okay?
So if people want more information, what number shall they call, Barb?
I wanted you to say Gwen, because she's the one that answers the phone.
Okay, Gwen.
We are at 620-340-8001.
And Gwen answers those phones most of the time, so...
Sounds good. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today. Let us know about the Senior to Senior Connect program, and hope you have a really good start with this here as you get things launched.
Yes, and they can show up next week, Thursday, February 22nd. Just show up here in our lobby at 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. to noon. If they have questions or anything further that they need to know about it, like Gwen said, give us a call. But otherwise, just feel free to join in, even if you're not sure yet. Just come down and hear what it's about, and then see if you want to join in, or maybe you have friends that want to come with.
And our location, again, is 221 West Logan Avenue, and our lobby is, we are at the east end of the building.
Okay.
So
courtyard kind of area.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you,
guys.
All right, a little update from the Friendship Center. Barb Lowry and Gwen Bernhardy joining us here this morning. Chuck on our Newsmaker 3.
Don't forget, too, that tomorrow we'll have What's in Outdoors. It's the monthly version with Phil Taunton.